Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. Ken, my name's Jesse. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. It sounded like you had some interest there in getting your company on the first page of Google. Is that right?
Yeah, it depends on pricing.
Of course. It always comes down to the nuts and bolts, right?
That's right.
Well,
Well,
Ken,
I got a guy that handles my website, and he's $700 a month.
wow, $700 a month.
Yep.
Is this like a friend of yours or somebody you know personally?
Nope. No, it's
Okay.
recommended by the. I represent a product line called Redline Garage Gear, and it's a guy they hired years ago to do their websites for their distributors. And they've got distributors all across the U.S. And anyway, he builds everybody's website, maintains it, and whatnot.
I mean, there's definitely a lot we can do for you. I mean, I do see your website populating when you search for your business name. That's only really helpful if somebody already knows the name of it, right? So, I mean, that's helpful for brand awareness, of course. If somebody's going to find a business card or refer you and look you up and see this website, see some of what you're doing. But it's not necessarily helpful for getting new customers. So, what we'll do is your keyword phrases. So when somebody looks for, garage storage, garage cabinets, we'll make sure that your company is populating there on that first page of Google within the map section. And you can optimize this website alongside with it so people can act, you can get more traction from it. Now, the major benefit, Ken, in working with us, it does lie within the exclusivity. So essentially what that means is once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close out the category and we won't work with any of your competitors there in the area. And you're actually our first call to the day there. So, now, I mean, I'm sure that's something you can see value in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And now, Ken, so just kind of from everything I'm hearing from you and everything I'm taking, well, let me ask you this. You're traveling 90 miles. Is that pretty typical? You like going that far? Is there somewhere, specific you like to go that far away?
Well, not really. I mean, we like to keep it tighter, like within 60 miles. But we get up, Brad. I don't know if you know the area around the Puget Sound.
I'm in California. I always seem to make it to Portland, and I never seem to be able to make it all the way to Washington. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been to Portland like, 5 times, and I just never have enough time to make it to Seattle. I'd love to go there,
Right.
though. It looks beautiful from all the pictures I've seen, but no, I'm not
Right.
totally familiar with it. I just know that there's definitely, it's not like you're living in the sticks, you know what I mean? Like you
Right.
have, there's a lot of work to be had locally. I know kind of what you're doing is a little bit more niche than, a plumber or electrician or something like that. But
Right.
there's plenty of people in that area that have houses that would like this type of thing done for their house. It's just a matter of putting your company in position to generate that direct work, right? So it's like any type of marketing, the type of marketing that's always going to be the most effective is when somebody's actually needing that service. You know what I mean? So it's like people run like billboards or radio things and that's nice to get your name out there, but it's not necessarily targeting the actual audience that's wanting the service provided. So that's where this comes in and actually targeting that specific audience that's looking for your services, especially with something that's a little bit more niche in that aspect. So, I mean, I would like to get you some more work locally. If you want to go that far, it just would cost a little bit more, but our kind of starter package that would be kind of the best package for you right now would be our platinum package, and I can get you in for that, Ken, for a reduced rate of just $299 month to month. The first month it does have a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in, so your initial investment would be $398, and then $299 there going forward. So I'm sure you could fit that in the budget, right?
Well, right now things are really, really tight. I've got quarterly taxes coming up.
Well, I mean, you know, this is a tax write-off, too. Any marketing you do for your company is a tax write-off.
I know.
Well,
is there something you can send me by email?
Yeah, I mean, I would send you everything in email regardless.
Okay, great.
Great. You know,
I can't commit right now.
Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this. Okay, Ken. I mean, are you like totally, are you in a contract actually with this guy that's doing your website?
No.
You actually do qualify for one of our fully customized websites, and normally those are an extra $2,500, but I can include that for you in the price that I gave you at no additional cost. So, I mean, we can make you a really beautiful website, you know, that's 100% customized. We'll optimize, manage, maintain it. They're 100% Google compliant, mobile friendly, you know, and then you wouldn't have to pay that extra $700. You could get on the first page of Google, get some Facebook ads, get on mobile devices, and get a website for only $299.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now you piqued my interest.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's kind of why I was a little bit surprised about what he was charging you for that website, because you know, I mean, what we do is amazing. I'll text you over kind of an example of a website. You know, the website example I'm texting you is for a garage door company, but obviously we would change that to being specifically for cabinets,
yep.
You know, within garage doors or within garages. So,
well, take a look at my website and see what you can do.
No, I saw your website.
All right.
Yeah, no, but what we do, it's kind of comparable, but I would say better, right? So, like, your website, I don't see, all you have is the option to, you know, somebody can consult you, but with our websites, we can add the option to consult. We can also add, like, places to add calendars, like, that people can make actual appointments with you. We can add bots to it that can communicate with people looking at your website. We can even add places where they can pay you directly through your website. I mean, you know, we can add sections where they can leave reviews to any of your directory listings. I mean, there's so much that we can do with the website that you don't currently have on your website. And that would all be included in that just $299 monthly price.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Definitely. I'm flying on the freeway right now. There's not a lot I can do, but I'm interested. I want you to send me that information. I'm going to go over it with my son. And, I'm ready to make a change because it's just, I'm not getting the action I want.
Yeah, well, that's like what I was saying. I mean, your website, yeah, he built you a website, but that's kind of all he did, you know? I mean, and with our websites, you have the website, and we can add all those features to the website. But then, you know, we're actually going to optimize it to where people are looking for it. So, I mean, you know, that is how you're going to actually get marketing done from your website. And that's yours. It's your website, right? So it has everything that you do, who you are, you know, what people are looking for in those services. So, I mean, I would rather save you some money and get you some actual marketing than have you spend $700 on a website just to have a website, you know?
All right. So, do I cancel with Josh and throw that website away, or how's this going to work?
So, as far as your domain name, do you own that? Do you know if you own that? Did he make?
Yeah,
that for
I paid for it through. Yeah, I bought that through Google.
Okay, so the domain name, we can use your same domain name then. And essentially, yeah, I would just cancel with him, and then we would create the content onto that domain name. And basically, you know, I mean, I'm sure he'll try to do what he can to keep your business, you know, if you try to cancel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I would say at this point, it's really that, he hasn't done everything that he should be doing. And I would, if I were you, I'd much rather have somebody that will initially start doing all that stuff without charging me a ridiculous fee for it. So
exactly.
You know, I mean, that's probably what will happen. I mean, you know, and just we all know the game, right? So it's
yep.
I mean, I work here because I believe in transparency, Ken. You know, I'm not the type of person that can provide a service for somebody that I don't personally believe in myself. So, you know,
right on.
I just love our products and what we do for people. And, you know, with us, it's not just one person, right? You have a whole account management team. So Monday through Friday, you'll have, you know, people working on your website, on your Google Ads. We have different departments that are specified to those different types of marketing that are all working on your account Monday through Friday. So.
Wow.
Let me get your email.
Ken at elitegaragecabinetsofseattle.com.
Okay.
And also send it to Connor at elitegaragecabinetsofseattle.com. That's Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R.
Okay.
He's my son who eventually is going to get this beast when I get done.
Really?
This company. Yeah, we're building this business, and he's going to take it over someday.
Okay.
Awesome. So I want him involved in the decision making.
How old is your son?
He's 27.
Okay. That's, you know, I mean, I wish more parents were like that now. You know, that actually created things that they could pass on to their kids that will help them the rest of their life, you know?
Exactly.
That do that anymore.
Well, I'm doing the heavy lifting right now.
Right.
No, I'm creating this thing for he and my daughter. Danielle can sell and Connor can install.
All right. Perfect. Got that. Okay, I'm sending you over this email right now. For some reason, it says it's not coming up. So it's Ken at elitegaragecabinetsofseattle.com, right?
Yep.
Hold on. Okay, there.
Elite, E-L-I-T-E.
Yeah, garage, G-A-R-A-G-E, cabinets, C-A-B. N-I-T-E-S of
N-E-T-E-S.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Nets of Seattle.com.
Clearly I can't spell. Okay. Sorry. Okay. There we go. All right, perfect. Okay, sending this over to you right now. And then I'll send one over to Connor. You said it's C-O-N-N-O-R? Or just one N?
Yep.
Okay.
Two N's.
Okay.
Two O's.
One second here. Let me do this.
He's a tech-savvy guy. I'm a 65-year-old fat guy that doesn't know jack about.
Well, I mean, at least you guys have a Google Business Profile. You know, that's actually getting a lot more difficult these days. Google has really changed all their requirements as far as Google Business Profiles go. So, that in itself has just become just a hassle for a lot of new companies or people just starting out that it wasn't like that before, you know. But, I mean, I get it. Right. You know, Google just doesn't want those fly-by-night companies trying to get access on Google and then, you know, taking money from people or scamming people or anything like that. So.
And I bet there's a lot of them trying that.
Okay. Let's see here. Make sure this goes through. Okay. All right. Got it. So I sent it to you and to him. So you guys should have that there. And It has all the information included. I did text you the example of the website, so that would actually be coming, that came to your phone. So that's separate from the email, but I did get permission to go ahead and include that to, you know, help you guys out a little bit and help you to save some money. So, I mean, Ken, I mean, really, even if you wanted to do Google Ads with us on top of Facebook Ads, I mean, I can do that for $5.99 with the website, and you'd be still paying $100 less and have your company listed everywhere on Google and Facebook. You know, so, I mean, there's definitely a lot more you can get out of your marketing dollars right now than what you're spending.
Right on.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever I can do here to help.
That's
when do you think you might be able to talk to him?
Connor?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay.
I'm gonna get on this thing.
Okay. I won't be in the office tomorrow. We're only here Monday through Friday, but I can call
yeah,
you on
yeah,
Monday.
No problem. That's what, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'll go ahead and also text you over my extension and phone number, but it is in the email I sent as well. So
great.
You have that there. I mean, did you have any questions at all, or, you know, comments, concerns?
No, I will once I chew through your email.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Put some thought into it, and yeah, I mean, because Connor's been bitching about Josh and his website since I got it. He goes, that's not enough.
I don't want to make you feel bad or anything, but it is, you know, just for the amount of pain, you could just get so much more out of what you're paying. You know, I'm sure this is just a guy that's trying to survive, you know. I mean, he's doing what he can to survive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I'm sure for him alone, you know, that website probably was a lot of work, you know, but that's why it's really important to have kind of a whole team of people, because I mean, we can get a website up and running for you for all the features within 7 to 14 days, you know, and make it so it's professional, clean, you know. I mean, it's basically like the difference between buying, you know, a Hyundai and a Mercedes, you know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
What would you rather have for your company, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just want, you know, the press. A lot of people look at my website and say, yeah, the viewer, well, you got a great website. Well, that's wonderful. Buy some cabinets, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing too, is, you know, because we add these features to the website of like having like bots and scheduling and all of those different things, it pushes them more to actually contacting you and making appointments with you. You know, because you're a super personable guy, so I know once you get in front of that person, you have no problem, you know, selling them on your products, you know, but it's just a matter of being able to get in front of them. Right? That's what it's about.
Right.
So, you know, if
well,
you have
some, not even,
you know, and not actually doing anything, that's, you know, not very helpful. So.
Well, that's why I kind of shy away from that pay-per-click deal, because 90% of the people that call me are women. They're the organizers of the home. They want the garage to quit looking like a shed and look like a room in the home.
Yeah.
You know? They want it in a drawer, behind a door, off the floor. And that's what these cabinets do.
Is that your motto? You should really have that be your motto. That sounds great. Oh, it is your motto? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see it on your website. Oh, wait. No, here. All I see here is durable coated wood cabinetry professionally installed. But you should really put that, what you just told me.
Yeah.
Have that be it, you know?
We'll do that.
Yeah, I love that. I'm sure if anybody saw that, they'd be like, oh, wow, that's incredible. That's exactly what I need.
Exactly. Because most folks, I walk in their garage, it's like, this is like your shed out back. Just throw it in the shed. It's like, no, it's a garage. Just make it nice and presentable. I had a gal, this was about a year ago. She lives in a cul-de-sac. Nice homes. I mean, they're million-dollar-plus homes. And she said, I want my big screen TV there. I said, all right, Doris, well, why is that? Well, because on Saturday, all the girls from my neighborhood come over here and we watch the Mariners baseball game. Yes.
Okay.
So instead of spilling wine on the carpet, they go out and trash the garage.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like even now, though, it's, actually something a lot more helpful, because I would imagine a lot of people with homes are kind of trying to turn their garages into somewhat of like rooms, right? You know,
absolutely, it's presentable.
Yeah, and do things in them, and you know, they could rent it out. You know, I mean, I know it's not cheap to live in Seattle, so I mean, I'm sure it's not that much different than California. So, you know, having that extra storage space and places to put stuff that they wouldn't have otherwise if they didn't build this type of stuff, if they're renting out a room or even the garage or something, is super helpful. I mean, so yeah, I mean, there's definitely probably a need, and you do epoxy flooring too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. That's definitely, we'll go ahead and market that too. I know there's a huge market for epoxy flooring. So, you know, we'll get your name out there, Ken. Yeah. You know.
Okay. Well, let me go over with Connor this weekend and we'll get it figured out.
Okay. Okay.
I appreciate the help. Yeah. I think,
100%. Did you miss a call from us? I'm just curious. Or did, you just call in because somebody referred you or?
No, it was a missed call.
Okay.
A missed call from earlier today. So I stopped and making my calls on Friday, checking on customers and whatnot.
Okay. Do you have another number for your business, or is it just this number?
Just this number.
Okay. I was just wondering, because I didn't see much for you online, so other than actually your website. Are you on, like, Yelp or... Angie's
nope.
or anything like that?
No, because I don't want to play. I don't want 1,000 phone calls where they're asking, well, how much is this cabinet? How much is that cabinet? It's like, no. It's a package. These are expensive. This is not cheap stuff. You know, most of the garages I'm doing are about $8,000.
That actually seems reasonable to me. It doesn't actually seem like a crazy
it
price.
Is.
You know,
I mean, if you're shopping for cabinets for your home, you're going to be in the $60,000.
Yeah, right. I that's why I said that doesn't seem like a terrible price at all. That seems very reasonable. I mean, it's the maintenance of a home is, you know, they say it's what, like 10% a year of the overall price of the home. So, I mean, you know, if a home is $1 million, what, that's, you know, $10,000 a year you're just spending on your home for maintenance on top of anything you want to add to that, you know, so that's,
right.
I don't know, that just seems like a no-brainer to me. You know, if I want this type of stuff done in my home, I'm going to spend the quality money, not just, you know, a $2,000 job from somebody who doesn't have any licensing or insurance or any of that stuff that
maybe doesn't
know what they're doing and just wants to do a quick job. And then it's like in a year or two, you see it like peeling at the corners or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because I've had a bunch of guys that went to Home Depot and bought cabinets, put them in the garage, and then they're calling me to come tear them out and put them in mine.
Yeah, they all put them in crooked.
Well, yeah. The Home Depot stuff is cheap, cheap, light duty. I mean, the shelves sag, the doors then start hanging, they don't close right, and I have a lifetime warranty.
Oh,
you know,
wow,
soft closed drawers, soft closed drawers, soft closed hinges on the doors.
See, I don't know why
they're high end
on your website either. I mean, it says nowhere that you have a lifetime warranty. That's something. Oh wait, okay, here it is. But I think that should be bigger.
Yep.
Like that should be like one of the first things that people see. You know, lifetime
warranty.
You know, I mean that really is just, I mean, in itself, anything you do with somebody, if they have a lifetime warranty, they stand behind what they do. You know, and that's important.
Exactly.
So
absolutely. And I hammer that home because I go do a consultation, measure out the garage.
Yeah.
Show them samples of the product.
Mm-hmm.
It's all made in the USA. There's not a bunch of imported junk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not from China. Not with all this stuff sitting at the docks. I mean, I'm sure you guys live in airports. Isn't everything, like, sitting there from China anyway?
It looks like it. No,
yeah.
But ours are... The reason I wanted this distributorship is they've got a powder coat doors and drawers fronts that are made to be in the garage because the garage is non-conditioned air.
Uh-huh.
So your humidity goes up and down. You know, humidity can be 100% and going down to 20%. Well, if you put wood cabinets out there, they're going to cup and they're going to curl and they're going to twist. And these are powder coated. They won't do that.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, because garages, I mean, and then Seattle, it gets relatively humid,
wet.
Right? Yeah, like,
it does,
oh,
yeah.
Like
we
wet.
Get well,
yeah,
and well, that, and we're also by, yeah, but, you know, the Puget Sound is salt water. It's the Salish Sea, they call it.
Yeah.
But we get salt air out here to rot your cars out.
Oh, really?
Oh, like Hawaii, yeah. Well,
oh.
you get that's why all this stuff is stainless steel hinges and whatnot, so they don't rust.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Everything today is powder coated instead of paint, so it doesn't chip or peel.
I mean, well, I mean, Ken, you have me sold. If I had a house, I'd hire you right now. I mean, definitely. I'd love it. I think it's a great product. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of men and women would like it, though. I love how you build these, like, tool sets, you know, for, I mean,
yeah.
If my dad would love this, like, these tool sets that you have here. It just looks great.
Well, even if we do slot wall, which comes in panels that are 12 inches tall and 8 inches long, and there's slots in them for hanging different accessories on them. They got one that I put over the like workbenches is a magnetic bar. I recommend it for, you know, putting wrenches and tools on, and guys just love it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Instead of digging through a drawer, it's right there.
Right. I mean, it makes everything so accessible. You know, I mean, workbench can get, my dad's was like out of control, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
right, exactly.
He's an HVAC guy, so, you know, he just loves his tools, so I'm sure he would have loved something like this. Now he's traveling the country in an RV, so he doesn't have one, but if he buys a house again, I've got to refer him to you, okay?
Right on. Right on.
Well, so, Ken, I mean, it really has been a pleasure, and, you know, I mean, I do hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk on Monday, okay?
You got it, man.
Okay.
I appreciate your help.
Absolutely. Did you have any other questions or anything at all about anything?
No, I think you're a answer to my prayers, because I was looking at some advertising companies locally to see if they can do about a website.
Yeah.
And then this call came through, and it's like,
Wow, that does, synchronicity is my higher power. You know, I think things are just meant to be in that way. You know, and, I mean, and it's, you can find people locally, but as far as any type of Google marketing goes, you're always going to want somebody in California, because then they're partnered with Google, and Google actually comes into our office and trains us on their services. So, and we do have access to their algorithm, which is how we're able to get you results much quicker. So if you were to just call like a basic SEO company or something, then it could take them anywhere from 6 to 9 months to see any actual results, where we can get you those results in about 30 to 45 days. So, I mean, we'll absolutely get you results quicker, get that website up quicker, you know, get you some Facebook ads. I mean, you know, we'll be able to do everything. And I know you said you weren't interested in Google ads, but I mean, it's still, regardless, you'd be spending less even if you just wanted to try that out just to have that extra marketing. I know they're not necessarily the best things in the world, because you're right, it is somebody just clicks on your business and then you're charged, but we have a cap of, or at least a minimum of $300 on Google Ads. You can always add to that, but at least to have that $300, we're able to market your business at specific times of the day that people are actually looking for your services to kind of target those areas and times of day. The other thing that, you know, there is on Google is Google Guaranteed, but I just don't think that that would be necessarily a good fit for you, because it is available for garage door companies itself, but not for garage door cabinets. So, I mean, that's the Google Guaranteed. It's a lead generation service, but it's only available for certain areas and certain industries. And I just wouldn't want to, like, put you into that. And, you know, then you'd be getting calls to replace a garage door, and you don't even do that. So...
No. This is specifically targeted for custom garage cabinets, because everyone wants something different.
Yeah.
I've had guys tell me, I'm not a tool guy. I don't want a workbench.
Yeah.
I just want more storage. Okay, great. So you got storage for your golf clubs and whatnot. And mama wants a bigger pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these homes, they haven't got a lot of closet space, so we can put wardrobes in the garage for hanging up winter coats.
Yeah.
During the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... it's tailored, they're custom tailored to an individual's needs.
Right, right. So that's why Google Guaranteed would not be a good fit for you. So, I mean, Ads, Facebook ads, and then the local listing, that's where you're going to get the most traction from what you're doing specifically to target those specific services. So, I mean, I would never do anything for your company that wasn't going to be beneficial. So, you know, or get you into a service that wasn't going to be beneficial for your company. So,
and for that, I thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, Ken. I mean, I love this conversation. So it's always nice to have good conversations with people. You know?
Yeah. I imagine they're tough to come by.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say in life these days, you know, sometimes it's just people, that's all life is about is connection, right, you know? And sometimes I think people forget how to connect, you know, so it's always good to make those connections, for sure.
Yeah, well, treat people the way you want to be treated.
Absolutely.
Show a little respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Ken.
Well, so see, like, forward that to me, and we'll take a look at it, and we'll get back.
Okay, I did send you and Connor that email, and again, I texted you over my extension and phone number, and also an example of a website. So, take a look at that when you get a chance. And what time do you think might work for you on Monday?
Oh, Mondays are hell day.
Okay.
Probably in the afternoon, like after lunch.
Okay. I mean, we get in here at 7, but I'm sure you don't want to be called that early.
No.
I can try, like, 12:30. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, Ken, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.